here on your 13th day of June. Oh boy, when I say that date, boy, that it's just for you, it's just the 13th day of June. For me, it's special. So I want to remind my wife. I think she's probably, you know, she's smart. She's driving right now and not listening, but she might be listening. So I'll wish her again happy anniversary today as we celebrate our 30th today. And so that's kind of exciting. It's a lot exciting. It's kind of hard to believe. Seems like it's gone by in about 5 minutes. But life's like that. And those mileposts, like I had this weekend watching my youngest daughter get her diploma for high school and welcoming the son in, who's doing well and well ensconced in his career out west. It's those little life milestones and noting that, you know, discussions with her. It's important about what comes next in her life. And as she tries to sort those out, not talking about my wife with 30 years, that's good luck with her sorting that out. That's me. But the youngest daughter, as the college now approaches, there are things to think about now that maybe 10 years ago we didn't, and 20 years ago we did. What do I mean by that? Like, we're going back to the future a little bit. We are, with our thoughts about college overall, and is it right for everybody? Maybe not, but maybe that means that people are going to make better choices and be in less debt. Let's talk about it this morning with our good friend, Dr. John B., Dr. John Braccio, PhD with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning, my friend.
Well, good morning to you, Dave, and I hope on a nice warm day like this you're enjoying it, because I'm going to certainly try and do that myself.
Absolutely. It's you try to get through the heat just a little bit, but when we talk about college and the right choices for young people, you get a lot of young people that come through your practice, and I'm sure that a lot of them are filled with much angst, maybe more than in some prior generations, about what am I going to do and how will I succeed and which is the right school, how much money will it cost, when maybe they should be asking questions slightly differently.
I think what's happening too, people just have kind of bought this holy grail, like you have to get a college degree. And while I might think that may be a good idea in most cases, a far more important question is, what degree are you going to get, and what's it going to do for your future? I kind of divide, you know, degrees into avocations and vocations. You know, if you can make a living in life, if you can pay your bills, if you can move forward, that's a vocation. Where if it's just something you enjoy and you just want to get a degree in or something, that's kind of an avocation. And if you do an avocation and owe a huge amount of money when you get done, that can be a big problem. And we see that regularly here. I'm working with two young women at two different schools getting degrees in English this year, actually, and neither can really find a good job. And we're basically advised to get a degree in something you like. And I have my first degree was in English, by the way, in Spanish, going way back. But that was a different world, this world now. So then you look at, as an example, I just happen to see it, a petroleum engineer starts off at $96,000.
Oh, yeah. Big money. Oh, there's no question.
And I don't want to put it just in dollars and cents.
No.
But if you're going to be getting a degree and end up making $10-15 an hour and you owe $80,000, there's just something wrong with that scenario, and it doesn't seem that anybody helps the person along the way. And I'm seeing a lot of this, Dave. It's really kind of surprising, particularly with the skilled trades and the tremendous need as the baby boomers retire. There's such a need for carpenters, for electricians, for pipe fitters, for welders. And somehow I think we've overpushed the college idea as opposed to pushing careers in areas that people can go into and spend a very minimal amount of money and make a very good income and do really important work.
Well, I think we started more than a generation ago to separate it out between blue collar and white collar. And white collar started to become everything where you didn't have to hold a tool in your hand, literally. And that became the goal. But you're right. Frequently now the jobs where you do hold a tool in your hand, where you are busy and you're active and there's some physicality to it, those positions have gone begging, and the price for those, the amount of money that's paid out and the security involved with those positions is very high. So you're right. Well, you make a great point about that. Just the idea is just that college can be a goal for many people, but it doesn't have to be the goal for all people. And it doesn't mean that you're any less of a person. And I think there was some stigmatization to the other a generation ago.
I think that's really true. I also think we look at costs. Now, I'll give you a surprising figure, Dave. When I finished my PhD in 1971, okay, I paid $15 a graduate credit, okay?
That's amazing.
I mean, you can work part-time and pay all your bills. When I talk to people now going to a public university spending $20,000 a year, we're talking about a lot of money. I mean, that 3-1, the program downtown, you know, Lansing, where you can get a degree, they've got a whole number of universities there, and inexpensive, you can live there and pay for that yourself, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
It's Siena Heights and
a
whole group of different schools. To me, I think students have to take a look. They have to take a look at certificate programs for the IT things on the Internet. And I'm not discouraging people going to four-year schools, I think, and graduate school. Those, I think, are wonderful careers, good things to do. Some people actually might pick up a skill set that can pay for their schooling even before they do that. So we just need to take a whole nother look at our whole educational system and what we're doing right now.
Are colleges partially responsible for this with their expanded overhead and now? I mean, if you go in, you know, for your money now, it's amazing. If you go into MSU, to the dining halls there, Doc. I mean, it is phenomenal what they put out. In college, we ate. I wasn't a Spartan, but we had a very Spartan existence when it came to the dining hall, and it was shaky. But they gave you three squares, and there it was. There wasn't 24/7 availability. So, is the overhead and what's been added is the, you know, the extra perks and benefits. Has that outpaced really what we need in society now?
Well, I don't think we obviously need that. I think what's happening in order to compete, that's what's happened. Now everybody was in school, you know, wants to have, I don't want to say gourmet eating, but you go over to that Brody group, you go over.
It's unbelievable.
You can say, well, this is a little different than, you know, the old days. It's the competition. See, I will say, though, my concern is probably more what people are doing in school. Like, if you're in supply chain management at Michigan State, you're going to come out with a great career. You go into packaging. If you get a master's and MBA at Michigan or Michigan State, those are really well-paying jobs compared to other schools, other places. I think people have to look at the degree they're getting. They have to look at what will it pay. Will it actually be an avocation versus vocation?
Right.
And kind of a sad thing, you know, teachers coming out of school, for the MSU, it's a five-year program, and they're going to be making maybe $40,000. You look at health benefits and costs and pressures coming down to them. That's really a tough job if you're hoping to be getting teachers that are going to be top-notch coming in. So these are all things that we have to look at. And then you start looking at, like I mentioned before, the heating and cooling, the pipe fitting, the, you know, the electricians, the carpenters. Those are jobs that you can have a very good life in, and you can really do a lot of good deeds. I think you're right, though. I think people oversold college as the kind of a one track. We were kind of tracking people. We complained before. We tracked people into lesser careers. I think we've now tracked, in a way, people that have no business or no desire to go into higher education, or when they go into it, they go into fields that when they get done, they're going to owe a vast amount of money and not be able to pay it off. And when your student loan is more than a mortgage payment would be,
it's crazy.
Then it's no longer a stereotype about people living in their parents' basements.
No, it's not. It's very true. It's very true. And when you were paying $15 a graduate credit hour, you could afford to make. I mean, you took your entire, think about this, with that rate, you took your undergrad, graduate, and terminal degree for less money combined than what the average student now is going to pay for 1 year of tuition at Michigan State University.
I'll even give you something more shocking. In the early 60s, at Michigan State, it was $109.50 a term for 12 or more credits. You could take as many as you wanted.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
$109.50.
I did the same thing. My last full, Doc, it's true. My kids shake their head, but my last full term in school out in the state of Washington, yeah, you maxed out at 15, but I took 21. And they said, how are you taking 21? I said, yeah, you want to know about my jobs I had too on the side? I mean, I was going 24/7 and, you know, no, not really any time for the girlfriend. Hey, 30th anniversary. Way to go, baby. But she hung in there. You know what? It's true, though, because I wanted to maximize. And I said, look, this is more cost effective. I get done sooner. I get going. I jump into my internship and then get on with life. And that's exactly what happened. I don't blame these kids now for that not working out. I mean, the way it's laid out for them, it's impossible. They have to go, some of them, because when classes are offered, Doc, they got to go five or their sixth year at school to get them to fit in based on what they have to take to graduate. So they make it difficult. I'm not blaming it all on the schools, but they hold some culpability here for the cost spiraling.
Listen,
out of sight.
I think everybody really needs to take a whole nother look at this. You know, Harvard, there are actually places that are taking a look at this. I know the community colleges are trying to come forward, work with local businesses. Like we have, we're actually a major insurance company, a town, I should say, here in the greater Lansing area.
Sure.
And if I can believe what I read, they're not able to find people that are trained to take all the positions they have. Now, that seems surprising that would be occurring. I believe there are things being worked out now with the community college, probably with MSU, but that's the kind of thing that communities,
well, and they're more
higher
the,
education,
yeah, I agree,
business have to be working together so yep. we can be an effective team. But there's a lot of work to be done as the baby boomers move on, and we have so many of the skilled trades that that are going begging, and that is not a good situation
no.
for our society.
Dr. John,
or for the people in it.
DrJohnB.com is where the podcast will be shortly here. Always good to visit with our friend, Dr. John Braccio. Thoughts today on college. What does it mean? What does it mean long term? Is it right for everybody? Clearly, I think the answer is no, but the opportunity should be there. Is it right for everybody? That's another story entirely. Doc, always good to talk with you.
And congratulations on this big day for you and your wife. She's
Thank you.
A winner. You got a winner there.
Yeah, I got a winner. She got the movie prize there with that. But you know what? It helps that she looked the other way once in a while and gives me
I bet
a pat.
She's very happy.
Yeah, well, you'd have to ask her for that. I know I am. This is 1320 WILS.